This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even though Washington has turned its attention to immigration, the clock is still ticking on the economy. Deep automatic spending cuts that are set to kick in at the end of February, billions that will be trimmed from both domestic and defense programs. Uncertainty being what it is, the Pentagon is getting ready to ask Congress for permission to furlough its 800,000 civilian employees one day a week without pay. It would save about $5 billion, but does come with some trickle-down effects as well. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports from the military town of Warner Robins, Georgia.
Try if you like, but you just can't separate Robins Air Force Base from the city of Warner Robins. Jim Elliott is the city attorney.
The city didn't really exist prior to the Air Force Base being located there. So what happens to them, good or bad, is good or bad for the community.
The Pentagon's announcement of possible furloughs is no doubt bad for the city of 70,000 just south of Macon. Elliott estimates one in four residents works at the base. Natasha Ryan is one of them. She just heard about the furloughs while heading to work this morning.
That means I'm included in that. So if it happens, I hope that it doesn't, but if it happens, I'm preparing for it.
As she pays for lunch at Shannon's Cafe just yards from the base, Ryan says she'll rely on savings to get through and cut back. Those words scare Shannon Meeks, the restaurant's owner. She says she's already seeing customers cutting back because of the news.
When we were busy, we would be full and we'd have a wait.
Meeks says lunches like that are few and far between these days. An entire back dining room is empty. The lights turned off.
As soon as the people at the base start hearing stuff like that, they automatically stop spending their money. They stop coming to eat. I mean, we can see week by week just how much business we've lost whenever something like that is on the news.
Even if Congress avoids sequestration, the Pentagon is still facing an uncertain future. Army Lieutenant Colonel Elizabeth Robins is a DOD spokeswoman.
Don't have an appropriation for this year. We might run out of money on March 27th along with the rest of the federal government.
And when the military runs out of money, so do places like Warner Robins, Georgia. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.